This is the audio log of Doug Eiffel, communications officer aboard the USS Hephaestus Station orbiting Red Dwarf Star Wolf 359. I'm here just outside one of our primary airlocks, and we're about to go outside. Why are we going outside? Well, funny story. See, a couple of days ago it came to my attention that our stick-in-the-mud, insufferable commander keeps a diary. A diary with all kinds of intense security protocols built into the lock, so I kind of grabbed it and was taking it by the workshop, and, well, yada yada yada, it's now floating in outer space. I have about 2 hours before she notices it's gone and kills me, so if this tape shows up in my murder trial, you'll know why I made this recording. But that won't happen, because, you guys, 2 hours is so much time. It's like an acre of time. It's an Empire State Building amount of... Focus. Actually do the thing. Okay, so step one, assemble the spacesuit. I've never actually worn one of these things before, but they can't be that hard to put together, right? I mean, the legs go here, and the arms go here, and then this hole is... Wow. What is this hole for? Okay, maybe the head goes... Maybe this is where the arms... No. You know what, guys? I think this is one of those let's try it out kind of problems. What's the worst that could happen? Okay. So, slight complications. Turns out that there are a lot of parts that are stretchy, but also a lot of parts that aren't so stretchy and jagged. Why are there so many jagged parts? What possible purpose could there be for jagged parts on the inside of a... Oh, actually... Wow, I guess I'm not sure this is even really the inside, but that shouldn't matter, right? I mean, if something's waterproof on one side, it's waterproof on the other. Right? All right, hang on a sec. I think I got this. I don't got this! I repeat, I totally don't got this! Ow, ow, ow! I can't feel my leg! Get it off! Okay, hang on a second. I think I just need to take a moment and think this through. No, you know what? I think I'm overthinking this. I think I just need to dive right in. Okay, I think I have thought about this exactly the right amount. Aha! And now, if I'm not mistaken, all I have to do is turn this knob and that should do... Ow, ow, ow! Turn it off! Why do we even have that knob? Victory. I've done it. I finally managed to get every single part of the spacesuit off. Whew. Wow. Who knew this could be so complicated? So, maybe I should get a manual and try again. But it's okay. I've still totally got 14 minutes! I think it may be time for Plan B. I think it may be time for Plan C. I think it may be time to panic because I don't have any more plans. No, wait. I have the perfect plan. Never thought I'd be grateful for the extra journals in the storage room. Okay, day 114. Eiffel was great. I really appreciate him. I need to lighten up, like, a lot. Okay, bye. Seamless. What could possibly go... So many things went wrong. She somehow saw through my forgery. My face hurts. Lots of things hurt. And the worst part is, as punishment, I've been assigned a grueling 30-day work detail. Outside the station. In the spacesuit. Why?